All right, praise the Lord. And as already stated, we are excited and honored to have Brother Rao with us tonight. We all have great respect for Brother and Sister Rao. He is a man of many talents, and I can honestly tell you that he has added one more talent to his list, and that is hairstylist, barber. Everyone, Brother Rao knows how to give a great haircut. I am a personal witness of that. So, Brother Rao, with that said, sir, are you there?
Oh, Brother Vic, why did you share that? This is, well, you'll have to be the judge, folks, if you see Brother Vic. thank you, Brother Vic. We love you. And praise the Lord, church. God bless everyone. It's good to be here tonight on this Friday, May 1st, at our evening devotion. And I hope tonight I could be a blessing and a strength and an encouragement to you tonight. But I hope to not take much of your time. I know it's Friday, and those of you that are working are probably just really starting to enjoy your weekend. So, amen. Let's get into this tonight. You got your Bibles. We can turn with me to Matthew chapter 16, and I'll be reading from verse 13. Matthew 16, here the Bible starts in verse 13. It was Jesus, and he was asking the disciples, he said, you know, what are folks saying about me? Who are they saying that I am? And the disciples spoke up, and some said, they think you're John the Baptist, or one said Elias, or maybe Jeremiah. Others are possibly saying that you're maybe one of the prophets. And Jesus says, okay, but who do you say that I am? He wanted to hear what they thought. And Peter speaks up and says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I can see the response of Jesus, maybe a little excitement. He responds and says, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. He's saying, you didn't read this in some book somewhere or hear it in the local coffee shop down the street, or this wasn't front page news that Peter got this news from. But the Bible says, but my Father, which is in heaven, amen, it's him that has revealed this to you. God, think about this, church. God gave Peter this revelation. And there's a few ways that the Lord will speak to us. Amen. He'll speak to us when we're reading the Word of God. He'll speak to us during prayer. And he speaks to us from the man of God as we're preached to. Amen. There's some areas that we can listen and tune in to the voice of God. And Peter found this area where God was able to speak to him, and he was able to listen. Peter got this revelation, amen, from the Word of God says, but my Father, which is in heaven, gave you this revelation. And verse 18 says, and I say also unto thee, Peter, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And I like this part. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. He didn't say that it wouldn't try. Oh, church, on the contrary, hell is going to do everything in its power. Amen. He's going to try every trick in the book to discourage you and I, to get us to the place where we begin to question God's ability, begin to question the power of God and the ability that God has. Amen. He wants to back us in the corner. He wants us to lay down our sword and begin to cry mercy. But it's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, church. Amen. That's not going to happen. All that is required for the triumph of evil in this world is for God's people to do nothing. Think about that. He said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. You know, there's an old phrase that says, idle hands are the devil's playground. And although that's not found in the Bible, it's not biblical, but it's true. To stop and let the devil have his way is one of the worst things that we can do as the people of God. Amen. You just sit back and do nothing, and you begin to watch the devil begin to do a work in our lives. The devil feeds off of doubt. He feeds off of hopelessness and a spirit of lethargy. Ecclesiastes 11 says, farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. Think about that. We can wait all day long and say, well, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. But the Bible says the farmer who waits for that perfect time to plant, you know, oh, maybe it's a little too windy today for me to be a witness. Maybe, oh, it's raining outside now. I can't do this for God. And we put it on the back burner. Proverbs 19 says, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Proverbs 18:9 says, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. I don't want to be labeled or known as a great waster. I want to take the day, amen, that God has given me, and I want to make the best of it. I don't want to wait until the circumstances are just right for my liking. Amen. I want to know what God thinks about the timing of it. Let me tell you, church, the fields are always white. The fields are always ready to harvest in God's kingdom. It's always a time to pray. It's always a time to seek after him. And it's always a time to let your light shine. Amen. It's always a time to plant and a time to harvest. I don't want to be rocked to sleep by this world's lullabies and miss out on what God wants for me and my life. Oh, and especially for the church. Amen. I want to be in the perfect will of God. I definitely don't want to waste the time that God has given us right now. Amen. The time that he's given the church right now, a chance to draw closer to him in these times of solitude, in these times where things are shut down and we can't be about the hustle and the bustle. Amen. This is good for us, church. This is good for us. This is a time to draw closer to God than ever before. If it's impossible to please God without faith, we know that that's what the Word of God says. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. And we know that faith without works is dead. When he comes back, will he find faith among us? All that is scripture. But is he talking about dead faith? Or is he talking about a faith that's alive? Amen. Does he expect the church to be working and exercising our faith? Amen. When he comes back for the church, is he going to find faith? Is he going to find the saint of God in a state of lethargy? Is he going to find the saint of God a point saying, well, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow might be the right day. Amen. Today, church. Hallelujah. Noah found, or Noah heard the voice of God. But he still had to get out there and build. He still had to be about, amen, the business of God. Every morning he had to get up and brace himself against what everyone else was saying and let the negative comments roll off his back and ignore what the naysayers were saying. Church, I believe that there is a call to open ears tonight. Oh, church, that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. We've got to pray every day. We've got to pray until it becomes a habit. We've got to get into the Word of God every day until it begins to bring conviction, a conviction of when we miss it. It doesn't matter if you're having a good day. Amen. It's time to pray. It's time to get into the Word of God. If you're having a bad day, surely it's time to pray and it's time to get into the Word of God. Is it a rainy day or a day full of sunshine? Amen. It's time, church, that we evaluate ourselves during this time, during this season. God forbid we let our voice or the voice of the daily news or MSNBC or your laptop and the top page of the news or KFI 640, People, Time Magazine. It's time, God forbid, we let these voices become louder than the voice of God. Let's get rid of these daily distractions. I'm not against the newspapers and turning on the news. It's not what I'm saying. But we need to make some strong habits in our lives that one day, amen, we'll begin to breed some strong convictions. Some strong convictions. Hallelujah. That's going to do nothing but draw us closer, amen, to God in this time and in this hour. Amen. I wrote down a quote not too long ago. 7 days without prayer makes one weak. 7 days without prayer makes one weak. You can spell it any way you want. W-E-E-K, it's true. Or W-E-A-K, it's true. Either way, church, if we're not praying, we're weak. If we're not praying, amen, we're losing the battle. A wise man once said, no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Hallelujah. A truer statement has never been made. Amen. If you're not praying, you're probably making wrong decisions. If you're not praying, I'll tell you right now, church, you're being ineffective. Ineffective. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. Amen. We've got to find what the voice of the Lord is saying to the church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray until it becomes a habit. Get into the Word of God. Amen. Until your mind and your heart and your spirit is full. Amen. And you'll be able to just pray the Word of God and sing the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Church, we can either hunger for good or we can hunger and thirst for evil. But whatever we seek after, that's what our stomachs are going to be full of. Think about that. I like to look at verses sometimes and I turn them around or just make them just the opposite. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. What about those that don't hunger? Those that don't thirst for righteousness? Or those that hunger and thirst for wickedness? Or to fulfill the lust of the flesh? Are they going to be satisfied? Or are they going to be found wanting? Are they going to be dissatisfied? Are they going to be miserable? I tell you, church, if God's not in the very front and center of everything that we're doing on a daily basis, you and I can become like the great waster up there in Proverbs. I don't want to be a great waster. Hey, man, I want to take advantage of the time that God has given us. Hallelujah. Psalms 127 and 1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Notice, it says the Lord build the house, but those that labor and build it are going to be in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. If we're trying to do this on our own, church, I'm telling you, I don't care how fast you spin your wheels or how much you pray or get into it, if God's not in the center of it, if God's not smack dab in the middle of it, amen, and your motives are wrong or off, or you've got self-centered motives or ambitions, if God is not in the middle of it, amen, you're just spinning your wheels. The Bible says it's in vain. You're building it in vain. The watchman waketh, but in vain. I'll tell you, church, the gates of hell will not, shall not prevail against the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Tonight, our church is alive. Our church is well because God is in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Amen. We've got a great leader. Amen. I believe we've got good leadership. We've got good people in focal point and in places in our church, Sunday school, the music. Things are happening, hallelujah, that have never happened before. Thank God, thank God, thank God. The grave will not hold the church back. There will be a great revival, and there will be a resurrection, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The church to this day still possesses the gates of the enemy. The hold the devil that he had on you. There's an old song that says, he ain't got no more. Hallelujah, because we've been delivered. We've been delivered by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan. And he's hated the church ever since. But let me tell you, church, the rock, glory to God, the rock upon which the church is built, amen, is the very revelation of the identity of Jesus Christ. He is both Lord and Savior tonight, and I'm so thankful that we have the revelation that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, church. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen, Brother Vic.
Thank you, Brother Ralph. Thank you, Brother Ralph, for the loud and clear message. I know we're hearing of several people amening and throwing a little lap around their living room right now. And Brother Ralph just talked about great leadership. And I just want to let all of our visitors know that we just heard from Brother Jeff Rao, who is the assistant pastor at Truth Church. And those of you who know him know that he has a heart for God and he has a heart for people. So we are thankful for this great word, and we are thankful for our great leadership. Again, thank you, Brother Rao, for this great word tonight. Church, why don't we right now take a moment and just thank God for this great word, for this great leadership that we have our church that Brother Rao just talked about. Let's pray and thank God right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this great word, for this great anointing, for this great reminder of who we are, of who you are, of who the church is, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for it. We're asking you to keep your hand upon everyone during this time. In the name of Jesus, in el nombre de Jesús, le pedimos. And everyone said, amen. And with that said, church, we want to remind everybody to meet us at this same phone number tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. Well, we will be hearing our morning manna devotion from Sister Rao, the assistant pastor's wife. Sister Rao will be talking to us tomorrow morning, so we look forward to that tomorrow morning. Praise God. With that said, God bless you and have a great night.